I'm Chris Parks with a check of sports here on KJAN. In some volleyball scores from Saturday's action, it was Audubon winning in three different matches, two games to none over Glidden Ralston, Greene County, and IKM Manning. They also knocked off South Central Calhoun two games to none. CAM picked up three wins. They were two games to one winners over Ankeny Christian and Panorama. They also knocked off Coon Rapids Bayard two games to none. Clarinda was a two games to none winner over East Mills, Shenandoah, and St. Albert. They also knocked off Stanton and Nottoway Valley in tournament play two games to none. It was Dowling Catholic beating Harlan two games to none. East Mills top Grizzled two games to none as well. Also, Exira EHK picked up a couple of wins, two games to none over AHSTW and two games to none over Booyer Valley. Grizzled topped Clarinda two games to none. Also, IKM Manning was a two games to none winner over Glidden Ralston and over Greene County. Lewis Central topped Grandview Christian two games to none. Missouri Valley picked up a two games to none win over Exira EHK. Ogden topped CAM two games to none, as well as Coon Rapids Bayard two games to none. Shenandoah was a two games to one winner over East Mills. Sydney topped AHSTW two games to none. They beat Booyer Valley and Exira EHK and Missouri Valley all two games to none as well. Sioux Center knocked off Denison Schleswig two games to none. Sioux Center also beating Maple Valley and Thonoto two games to none. Sioux City North was a two games to none winner over Denison Schleswig and over Maple Valley and Thonoto. It was South Central Calhoun beating IKM Manning two games to one. South Hamilton beat IKM Manning two games to one, and they also knocked off Audubon two games to none. St. Albert was a two games to none winner over East Mills. Tri-Center picked up five victories, one two games to one over Missouri Valley, and then two games to none over AHSTW, Booyer Valley, Exira EHK, and Sydney. And Whiting was a two games to none winner over Clarinda Academy on Saturday as well in high school volleyball. In college football notes, the Associated Press Top 25 football poll will look quite a bit different when it's released on Tuesday. Notre Dame became the third top 10 team to fall this weekend, joining third-ranked Oklahoma and number 5 LSU. Tyrone Swoop scored on a lunging 6-yard touchdown run in the second overtime to give Texas a 50-47 victory over the 10th-ranked Irish. Freshman Shane Bouchel got the start at quarterback, but Swoops played a huge role in Texas's running game with two scores and big runs that punished Notre Dame defenders in overtime. Bouchel threw for 280 yards and a pair of long touchdowns as the first freshman quarterback to start a Longhorn season opener since Bobby Lane in 1944. Notre Dame quarterback Deshaun Kaiser rallied the Irish from a 31-17 deficit in the third quarter and finished with 215 yards passing and five touchdowns. In some NFL news, the Chiefs have cut quarterbacks Aaron Murray and rookie Kevin Hogan, meaning Tyler Bray will be the backup to Alex Smith and Nick Foles for the regular season opener against San Diego. The Chiefs announced a series of roster moves Saturday to reach the NFL's limit of 53 players, though they actually have 54 on the active roster. They have an exemption for franchise safety Eric Berry, who did not report to camp until last weekend. That does not expire until next weekend. Along with a series of cuts, the Chiefs traded cornerback Marcus Cooper to Arizona and wide receiver Rod Streeter to San Francisco for undisclosed draft picks. They wound up keeping fringe running back Niall Davis and wide receiver DeAnthony Thomas. The Cowboys have signed Mark Sanchez to backup rookie starting quarterback Dak Prescott. Sanchez accepted a 1-year pact the day after he was released by Denver. Tony Romo remains on the active roster amid uncertainty on how long he'll be out with a broken bone in his back sustained in a preseason game. If the Cowboys place Romo on the injured reserve return list, he will miss the first 7 games. If not, he can return sooner. Texans defensive end J.J. Watt has passed his physical and will return to practice Monday. He's expected to be ready for Houston's opener against Chicago on September 11th. Watt missed all of training camp and the Texans' 4 preseason games after surgery to repair a herniated disc in his back in July. The Chiefs claimed linebacker Sam Barrington and offensive tackle Brian Witzman off waivers on Sunday and made roster space for them by waiving linebacker Ramique Wilson and offensive lineman Jordan DeVay. Barrington had been with the Packers and Witzman had been with the Cowboys. The Chiefs were looking to upgrade the linebacker spot after Josh Mwaga sustained a season-ending hip injury. Wilson was a 4th-round draft pick who started 2 games a year ago. Kansas City also filled out his practice squad by signing linebackers Terrence Smith and Terrell Adams, offensive lineman Daniel Munier and Jared Pugsley, defensive backs Chuck Randolph and Brock Vereen, and wide receivers Frankie Hammond Jr. and Centavious Jones, defensive tackle David King and running back Darren Reeves as well. Martin Truex Jr. is becoming the master of holiday weekend NASCAR races. Truex has won the Southern 500 at Darlington, taking the lead with 28 laps to go and holding off Kevin Harvick on the final restart. Truex started the summer season by leading an astounding 588 of 600 laps to win at Charlotte on Memorial Day weekend. Harvick led 214 to 367 laps, but was hampered by slow pit stops. Kyle Larson was third, followed by Denny Hamlin and Joey Logano. Scott Dixon won the IndyCar race at Watkins Glen International. The pole sitter claimed his 40th victory overall, moving the New Zealander to fourth place on the career list. And Nico Rosberg won the Italian Grand Prix after Mercedes teammate Lewis Hamilton wasted pole position with a poor start. Hamilton got off the line at the same time as the other cars, but immediately fell behind, dropping to sixth before the first corner. In Major League Baseball notes, Randall Grichuk and Colton Wong homered to back Carlos Martinez in the Cardinals' 5-2 win over Cincinnati. Martinez took a shutout into the seventh inning and improved to 13-7 while helping the Redbirds into a three-game skid. St. Louis also scored twice in the sixth on an errant pickoff attempt and a wild pitch both by Cincinnati reliever Jumbo Diaz. We'll have the Cardinals back in action today here on KJN as they take on the Pittsburgh Pirates this afternoon. Pre-game at 2:10, first pitch at 3:05 here on the Cardinals Radio Network. That's a look at sports. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.